25 millimeters of a mixture of freezing rain and rain, along with warmer temperatures and snowmelt. We thought we'd reach out to Mayor Wally Anderson this morning to get an update on the flooding situation in that town. Mayor Anderson, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What is the situation in Happy Valley Goose Bay with the flooding right now?
Well, the water has drained up, considerably. I guess the bit of frost that was along the shoulders of the road appears to have been gone out. But also, too, that our crews now have pretty well got all the drains open. Of course, after all, I went there with ice building up in the drains and drains getting clogged, parts of the town couldn't drain that well. They've done a wonderful job clearing the drains, and right now the water is gone down tremendously.
And some pretty tense moments there yesterday.
Well, over the weekend we had a lot of buildup. As I said, with ice getting into the drains, it freezes and stuff like that. And it's Mother Nature. Early this morning, there, just after daylight, we had a bit of fog. That's gone now. We got light drizzle, but the temperatures that we've experienced and the weather over the this year has has got all of us wondering. You can honestly say, well, what the hell happened to the weather? But it's been, as I said before, a crazy winter.
Right. So I guess you haven't. Well, have you seen much flooding like this before or in recent years?
We've seen flooding, but I don't think not as fast and in particular not at this time of the year. Later on, the end of April, yes, we have, when the temperature warms up in Labrador like it do every spring, you get flooding. But this year we've had a lot of snow. The temperatures have been really warm, of course, when the ice and the rain came and melted the snow, it caused some major flooding in some areas.
Yeah, you mentioned the warm temperatures. What have the temperatures been like there in Labrador, Happy Valley Goose Bay?
It's been right now, I think it's plus two, and it's going to go to five today and six tomorrow, and I think three on Friday. So, the nights the temperatures are pretty well, zero or plus during the nights. I mean, this time of the year, normally temperatures would drop down in the night. You get a good frost. People would travel early on snowmobiles to go fishing or hunting or get a lot of wood. But, we don't see any of that this year at all. I haven't seen the frost, in the last month. And normally, as I said, this time of the year, it should freeze solid overnight, and then by midday, everything be thawed again. So it's been just a totally different winter.
We're speaking with Happy Valley Goose Bay Mayor Wally Anderson. And has there been much damage to any town infrastructure or commercial private property?
Not to any of our town infrastructure. I know that some businesses were getting contractors to bring in pumps and so on to try and drain some water from around their parking lots and so on. But offhand, I haven't heard of anyone reporting any damages so far. But I'm sure that there has been some flooding in some businesses or residents somewhere.
Have you reached out to MHA, Perry Trimper, or vice versa to see what can be done or what more can be done to prevent flooding like this in the future?
Well, we're always in contact with Perry, and it's because of Perry's help that we've already got a contract awarded for a little over $5 million for paving, which is supposed to start this spring. And included in that paving, there's a large amount of money for ditching and draining. So, finally, we're going to be, the trouble areas that we've experienced over the years that, we'll be looking at putting in a better drainage system and better ditching. So, it was true with Perry's efforts that we've got a $5 million contract already awarded.
Happy Valley Goose Bay Mayor Wally Anderson. Thanks for this.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.